Welcome back to Surviving the Dice. For today's episode, we are joined by the R in RHAP, Rob Cesternino. Rob will be joining us for one episode playing his own homebrew class, teacher slash peasant, and does not have dice, so will instead be spinning a Wheel of Fortune style wheel marked 1 through 24 for every roll. No modifiers. He spun that wheel before we started recording to earn himself 16 health, and he assures us that he is ready to survive the dice. If that doesn't smell like a good episode, I don't know what is, so let's jump in. Alrighty, well, with that then, welcome back everybody to Surviving the Dice. We have none other than Rob Cesternino joining us today, trying to survive the dice. Thank you so much for joining us. Rob, what's your experience with dice? That's what we ask everybody.
Okay, well, now with dice or with Dungeons and Dragons?
Both.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've been rolling dice my entire life, so I feel very good. Like the shape, that's very good. As far as Dungeons and Dragons goes, I feel like I've always been D&D curious, but have not ever really crossed the threshold.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're excited to rip off that band-aid. That sounds to me like someone who's going to be dungeon mastering in 6 months or
oh
less.
Oh my god. Is that the gateway?
Yeah. We're happy to pop your dungeon cherry here.
Yes. Yes.
Let's take this adventure back to the continent of Eventide, where we last saw our adventurers leaving the town of Goliath in the rearview mirror of their chariot. Gideon Bright at the reins, taking speed through the Scorch, heading south. We left our friend, the previous bard, Gabby, who brilliantly played Redelic, and helped them through a few adventures. But we now find the adventurers on their own, once again, heading south through the Scorch. Gang, similarly as before, the Scorch is an unforgiving place. You guys maneuver for days through desolate, abandoned battlegrounds, toxic magic lakes, scary looking forest, and eventually you get to the stretch of a road where Gideon seems to be losing control of the chariot, which is very unlike Gideon. And as you are looking down the road, you actually see what looks like dimensional distortions start to happen on the road. These potholes of existence start to pop up, and you see that Gideon is just laser focused in trying to pull on the reins, avoid these little dimensional potholes that keep popping up. And all of a sudden you see the hill sort of rises over you, and you guys go through this massive swirling dimensional loophole as you guys are just falling down through the ethereal realm. All of a sudden you guys all look out and you see the starry night of the ethereal realm as you guys are just free falling at the speed of gravity down. You look over your shoulders, all of you, you see the chariot is swirling away with Gideon still just holding onto the reins. And as you look ahead of you, you see very peculiarly one other being also dimensional free falling. Rob, that is your character.
What the hell, Gideon?
Fancy meeting you here. Hell and well met, stranger. Pray tell, what is your name?
Now, what is my name?
That's your call.
That's for you to decide.
Oh, well, I told Kane earlier today that we were working on my character, and I enlisted the help of ChatGPT, the original Dungeon Master, and to work on my character. But let me just ask real quick, is this against the spirit of Dungeons and Dragons to ask ChatGPT what should my character name be?
Technically,
encouraged.
Yes.
Oh. What? I was like, yes, do it.
I think Kane is the spirit of Dungeons and Dragons.
Well, I had asked ChatGPT of, I need a Dungeons and Dragons character for Rob Cesternino, and it worked on that. Okay?
I feel like this is the character explaining this in real time, too, as you guys are continuing to fall.
I mean, we're only falling at the speed of gravity. Okay?
It's awfully slow.
Yeah, my name is Renan Silvertongue.
Renan.
I like it.
All right.
Renan.
Renan
Silvertongue.
Before Redden can get another word out after his name, all of a sudden, all four of you feel the immediate impact of the ground. And you look up, and all of a sudden, you are all transported into this small village. Somebody walks past you and goes, "Hey, watch where you're falling from the sky here. We got an important delivery to make." And they keep on their way to the general store. You look up around, you see this small village. There's a bell tower on the hill just on the outskirts of town. A few dozen citizens crowded around some form of spectacle in the town center. And you all look at each other, and all four of you have now landed in this new place. The three of you and Renan.
Renan Silvertongue.
Renan
Silvertongue.
Do we have Gideon as well?
May you do not have Gideon.
Oh. All right, that get sent us into another dimension and then just left us. He can't even drive his own chariot. What's going on here?
To be fair, right, there were a ton of potholes. Infrastructure in the Scorch, very low budget, I would say. They've got to do something about that. They got to do something about those potholes, man.
Pay them taxes and it's nothing, absolutely nothing.
Can we look around and see what's in the town square?
Absolutely. Rob, Renan, give me a twirl the Wheel of Fortune, please, to see what you see. This is a perception check. Rob Sestino's first roll.
A little bit longer than rolling the dice. That's a six.
Renan, you're looking around. You're very confused as to your recent dimensional journey. This place doesn't look familiar to you. The obvious sights that you see is a general store, a bell tower, and most of the town is gathered around what looks like some sort of statue with a tarp over it. That about to be unveiled. Other than that, you don't glean much information about this place.
Renan, this is perhaps a bit of a personal question, but can I ask why you were also fallen through the dimensional realm? Do you have any idea?
You know, I was just out for, I was getting my steps in, and then next thing I know, I just am falling through this dimensional portal.
Oh, all right. You didn't watch for potholes. You weren't looking at the ground.
I mean, I was trying to, like, you know, look straight ahead.
Yeah.
And I wasn't watching where I was going. And I must have just, like, wandered off of the face of the earth.
Yeah. That'll happen to anybody. That's nothing to be ashamed of.
Happens to the best of us. They make pills for that now, actually.
Oh, well, I'll look into that. I take a lot of pills. My health is only 16. I take a lot of medication.
Yeah. Oh, all right. You're going to be a wonderful addition to our team. Then that's just perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Nobody recognizes this town. It doesn't look familiar to anyone.
As you all look around, this place does not seem familiar to anybody. You do see, Maddox, as you scan, there's a small swinging sign on the outskirts of town that says South Song. So you deduce
South
that is the name
Song?
Of the town.
South Song. Because how are the vibes here?
Oh,
the vibes bye-bye. Good?
Right,
yeah,
you see
vibe
pretty
check?
Pretty good vibes.
Okay.
It's a very small town. There's maybe a dozen buildings here. You don't see any kind of guard presence. It looks like a very well-meaning, nothing really ever happens here kind of town.
I'm a little concerned with the whole statue with the tarp on it. Because are they going to take the tarp off it tomorrow and we're going to see what it is? Or is it sort of like a Confederate statue type situation where it was something bad and we covered it?
You see a large group of people around the statue, if that helps you at all. But you can go over there and try and figure it out if you'd like.
Renan, it sounds
I think
you
we
want
should
to,
check it out. I mean,
sounds like you want to pull the tarp off is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I mean, when you're in South Song, I mean, you got it, right?
let's approach the group around the statue and see if we can hear what they're saying or anything.
You guys approach and you see a murmur of the townspeople as they all seem excited about a potential upcoming spectacle. As you approach, there is one man who's standing between the crowd and the statue with the tarp over it. And he says, "Now, citizens, I would love to unveil this beautiful shrine for you, which was the product of hundreds of taxpayer gold pieces and twice as many hours of work, but I cannot unveil it until the prince arrives. You know the rules.
It sounds like we're all waiting for a prince.
You see, this shaky old man comes up in front of you and points to the sky and says, "Mercy of immunity! Look at the sky!" And you all look up and you see this hellfire of purple magic-infused cannonballs start raining down over the town. They smash through buildings, they blow through trees, and finally one of them falls right on top of you guys, and you are once again dimensionally falling through the ethereal realm.
Oh my god.
As you're all falling, you see in the distance the cosmic dust and stars start to swirl together, and they take the form of a person who's known to you, Maddox, the druid Marley.
Oh,
he
God.
Says, saw Maddox and friends back in the ethereal realm, brah.
How come you haven't told us about this guy?
No, I told you this is the weirdo I met in the ethereal realm, okay? I mean, the lovely druid I met in the ethereal realm. Go on.
And back again you are, Maddox. I gave you this warning. The magics of war have left the space-time continuum around the South Song absolutely mangled. You fall into a pocket dimension, brah. Count of South Song is trapped in an endless time loop in the last 10 minutes before the Calamari Kingdom decimates the town, brother. None of them remember each loop. Wait, who's that guy? You see him pointing at Renan.
I'm Renan Silvertongue. I just wanted to see I wanted to get a look at what was underneath the tarp.
Okay, he might now remember what's going on. He's in the ethereal realm, so he might be good for it. Listen, though, friends, you cannot outsurf this wave. You're in the tube. She'll keep coming crashing down. There's a way out, though. There's two anomalies that occur in this loop. You must find and change those anomalies. If you do, it's going to be a moment of opportunity, and you can surf out of this wave and send her home, bruh. Any cues?
Right. An anomaly, then.
So many cues.
Yeah. Did you do you understand any of that?
As
is this like a Groundhog Day situation?
You guys again smack the ground in South Song here. Hey, watch where you're falling from the sky. We got an important delivery here. You see the guy walk past and head to the general store. And you look up. And you see you're standing in the same village of South Song. You see the bell tower. You see the same group around the statue. The same elf woman opens up the shutters and looks out at the morning sky.
Oh, no.
I think we're in a time loop.
I think we're in a time loop as well. Well, this is going to be horrible if we don't find those anomalies. All right. Well, we've got about 10 minutes, it sounds, before we get absolutely decimated again if we want to start running around and messing stuff up.
Yeah, well, I reckon
you're awfully good at that, Shanks, messing stuff up. You want to go wreck some havoc? It's your specialty.
Well, I prefer add a twist to the narrative more than mess stuff up. You know, like let's be a little more generous with our descriptions here.
Dude, that was a little rude.
It was a little
that
rude.
That was a little hurtful.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Renan.
Yeah.
Right. I reckon we see what's under the big top. Feels like Wait, I've got an idea. Renan, have you ever been a prince before?
No. You know, I became a teacher.
Right. Yeah, here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, what are you thinking? Shanks.
You are the prince. From this moment onwards, you are the prince. And we're going to waltz in there and say that you are the prince. And you are here to witness the unveiling ceremony and pull the tarp off of the thing.
Okay.
Wait, before we go just stomping in on this poor little town, can we just take a look around? I have a sense that we'll be running through this loop a couple of times. Dom, do we have Brownbird with us? We could see if there's anybody doing anything strange outside of
only one of us
the town square.
Is going to be running through this loop a couple times.
let me call him. Brownbird. And then Dom calls Brownbird. And Dom's going to instruct Grounder to do an aerial search to see if there's any anomalies.
Hell yeah. Give me a perception check.
First non-wheel roll of the game.
And we're off to a great start. A 5.
Oh my god. We're crushing.
Dom, you lean on Maddox and warg into your owl, Brownbird. Brownbird takes flight and does a quick scan. They see the same structural fixtures that you had seen before. But before they can do any more of a proper assessment, they see to the south a massive army that is about to march into South Song. And Brownbird gets spooked and just freezes in the air and plummets back down.
I think something happened to my bird. I'm not getting much.
Brownbird's just like twitching on the ground in fear.
I think they make a bird okay? For that.
I mean, I've respawned him a couple times, but I'm not sure I have many gold pieces to spare. So Dom's going to run over there and check on him.
Yeah, a little bit of a reassuring pat from his master, and Brownbird gets his composure back, but he looks really scared to take flight based on what he just saw.
Okay, so I'm gonna call the bird Grounded at this point and put some in his beard.
Right.
So he's just gonna
let's waltz into town. Yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
Alright. Shanks is going to do his best, like page boy herald impression. And so he's gonna just sing with gusto.
Oh.
It is he, the prince of what was this town?
Boston.
The prince of Boston. And then
you see around the
hey, I'm here around from the south side.
You see the town crier, the statue goes, "Now, citizens, I would love to unveil this beautiful statue." And then a bunch of them turn and go, the prince is here, the prince is here. And they all point at Renan and Shanks. And then you see the town crier kind of squint at you, Renan. And he goes, "Prince Crampton?"
"Yeah, that's right, that's me."
"You haven't visited our town for a number of years, but you look much different than I remember."
"Well, you know, my health isn't what it used to be. Down to 16.
Roll. Give me a Wheel of Fortune spin there, Rob, to see if you can fool this guy into thinking you're the prince.
This is so good.
8.
I mean, losing your health is one thing, but you used to be a dwarf. Now you look like it looks like you're an elven man.
I've been dabbling in some potions.
Stuff you wouldn't believe. Shanks is gonna come in with the assist here. Yeah,
I'm sure you're welcome to stay for the unveiling, but until the real prince arrives, we will not be able to display this beautiful shrine, which was the product of hundreds of taxpayer gold pieces and twice as many hours of work. But I cannot unveil it until the prince arrives. You see a little bit of murmur break out from the crowd in disappointment.
May I activate my mage hand, which Rob is a little invisible hand that I can do things with, and whoa, can I send it over to the statue and attempt to pull off the tarp myself?
Yep, you absolutely can. Give me a sleight of hand check.
Yeah. Okay, that is a 15.
Wow.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
And almost and as many as you have health, yeah. Okay? Pretty good.
She's rolling out of 20, not 24, too, so. All right. Maddox, you take a moment of opportunity, and as there's murmurs in the crowd, you launch out your mage hand. It grabs the top of the tarp on the statue, and it pulls the tarp off, revealing what looks like a statue of the prince, because it's a dwarf in a lot of fancy-looking armor. And you see there's a moment in the town, goes, "Oh, goodness, what happened? The wind must have taken it." And you say, you look around, we weren't supposed to begin until the prince arrived, but I give you a fine statue of Prince Crampton. There's a moment of silence from the crowd, and everybody just starts booing. It's like, I thought we were supposed to get a shrine of immunity. We were going to finally have a place to worship. What's this bullshit? And then you hear one of the girls in the crowd turns around. She says, this is rubbish. I left me damn kids at home for this. They're unsupervised. Their daddy's a goddamn wizard. They could be up to no good. They could be causing some sort of magical anomaly that could threaten space-time continuum itself. I came here just to see the bloody shrine of immunity.
I think Shanks is going to be completely oblivious to that hint that just dropped and just caught up in the rebellious moment. And he's gonna jump in. He's gonna, yeah, this is bullshit. We wanted the immunity. Hey! And he's gonna like try to rile up the crowd into a riot and like storm the statue.
Roll a performance check for me, Shanks.
With absolute pleasure. That's a good one. That's gonna be a 19.
Wow.
Oh.
Shanks, as you move forward with some momentum of the crowd, everybody storms it and starts tipping the statue over, and the statue falls and shatters into a million pieces. And then Shanks, as you're doing that, you see a shaky old hand brought up in front of you, goes, mercy of immunity, look at the sky! And you guys see a hellfire of purple cannonballs rain down.
Oh, no.
We've seen this movie before.
A quick blip through the ethereal realm, and you guys are slammed back on the ground in Stealth Sun. Hey, watch where you're falling for the sky here. We got an important delivery. Come on.
Oh, that gives you a whiplash. It's a little jarring.
Watch that first step. It's a doozy.
I should say, too, you all, you seem fine and intact. All of your health points, no matter how many are there, but you do feel the death every single loop.
Hmm.
Oh,
just for flavor, just so you know.
Yeah.
Feel it
yeah.
in like a spiritual right. way.
Do you feel it in our fingers or feel it in our toes?
Do you realize what this means? We can do whatever we want with no repercussions. Think about it. We can eat anything and not gain any weight.
No, is that the first I thing? Like that that's all idea. You want to do? That's all you want to do,
Renan? No, does that's someone step, see that's any step... mushroom stew?
Oh, inside?
Mushroom stew? Sure.
Dom is just going to start sprinting at a food kitchen.
Yeah.
He's done. He just wants the mushroom stew at this point.
You guys see Dom just sprint into the last pint, the local tavern, just runs through the doors, leaving the other three of you in the courtyard.
Think about, isn't there anything you ever just wanted to do but didn't do it because you were afraid of the repercussions?
Yeah, you know, it's got a point. Shanks is also gonna take off all of his clothes and run through the town square.
Go completely for it.
It's just a burner loop. I love it.
And he's gonna try his hand at yodeling. While he does this is something he's always wanted to try, but it always felt so too self-conscious to do.
Can you give us a little bit of an example?
Shanks unbuckle his armor and just start ripping through the town square.
Yeah. Isn't this great?
Yeah. This is wonderful. Thank God you fell through that pothole, Renan, and filled us with wonderful ideas. Personally, I want to get out of this never-ending loop, especially now
this is incredible.
Naked Shanks in it. Well, now, what do you want to do? You've made my partners in crime go do wild things. What's on your list?
I've heard about something that I've always wanted to try. But I never was able to, and I don't know if I can find it in this magical realm, but do they have crack?
In the meantime, Shanks is challenging as many people as possible to a mud wrestling match.
Still naked?
Inspired. yeah. Still
careful.
Naked.
Yeah.
Inspired by the youth troop days. He wants to bring it back and wrestle as many people as possible.
Dom, realizing that he's in a loop, while he's eating the mushroom soup that he's stolen, he realizes this is the prime opportunity to touch the yokonut and starts running to try to find everybody. Oh, it is.
You wouldn't even believe it.
It's
if
as
we
close as you can get to crack.
Yeah, you want to try? You want to try?
You want to crack? Touch this. Yeah, you should
touch this. Yeah.
Wait, Renan, I've got a wonderful idea. Let's go into Shank's bag, and you're gonna love this.
Yeah.
Can I pull the wrapped yokonut out of Shank's bag, which I assume he like dropped on the ground, and show it to Renan?
All right, so a couple different things happening here. First, Shanks, give us your performance check to try and entice people into mud wrestling with you.
Okay, hell yeah. Ooh, that's a nat one on the mud wrestling.
Yeah. You see,
that's a tough sell.
It's a naked yodeling gnome.
Yeah, <canning. laughs> not that kind of town.
Thanks. You are just like standing there trying to beckon people in. And as you do, your heel slips and you fall back. You feel your back just break instantly as you are seized in this mud, just staring upwards, overcome with pain.
Yeah.
You guys, as your that's happening broke. In the background.
Oh my God.
Dom, Maddox, you guys each make a, give me a dexterity context to see who gets to the yokonut first. Cause everyone was going for Shanks's bag.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eight or 10, sorry.
That is, so that's just like straight dex.
Yeah, we're just doing dex contest.
It's a 14 for me.
Dom, you're running out and you see Maddox quickly turn to the bag and pull out. Renan, you see it's wrapped in this blanket.
What did you?
All three of you come together and Renan, they take off this blanket and you see like, a baby-sized shard of emerald green gem. It's this massive gem that has this ethereal glow to it. You also see, as Maddox is holding up, that Maddox has a piece of what looks like a piece of this gem melded to his hand.
All right, Renan, what do you think? Is that your lucky day? It's a time loop. You can do anything you want. You want to touch it? Where's the bravado?
Yeah, I don't know. Am I allowed to?
That's a time loop. You can do anything you want.
Dom, are you gonna loop, you do whatever you want? That's what they say.
Dom just wants to touch it. Renan, if you're not going to touch it, I'm going to. I've been dying to do this. I've been jealous of all my friends having these little having these mushrooms follow them around.
Somebody's got to touch it. Maddox is just holding it.
Okay.
Before the comets come.
What happens when you touch it? Yeah.
Renan or Dom starts to back off as he realizes Renan's gonna touch it.
I'll touch it, sure, whatever.
Dom starts sprinting away.
Renan, do you touch it?
Yes.
Roll me a constitution saving throw on your Wheel of Fortune, please.
Okay, constitution saving. We could use that here in America. One. Okay.
Oh, no.
Renan, you slap your hand down on the yokonut. You look at Maddox. Everything feels fine for a second. And then you burst into 1,000 mushrooms and just explode. And you're gone.
Oh, my God.
Your character is dead.
Welcome to the time loop, baby.
As you say that, Maddox, a shaky hand gets extended in front of your face, and they go, "Mercy of immunity, look at the sky." And you see the hellfire rain down in a quick flip of the loop. All four of you, including Lambshanks without a broken back and Renan Silvertongue, hit the ground of South Song once again in the morning light. Hey, what were you falling here? That's not the line. Well, forget about it. Get out of my way.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Maddox, did you know that was going to happen to me?
I don't know. It's a time loop. Crazy things are happening here. I thought it could have gone a little bit better for you, I'll say. But at least you're back here now. Something to be grateful for.
All right.
I reckon we get out of this thing as quick as possible.
Yeah. I reckon we take this one a little more seriously.
We had our fun, for sure.
We broke our backs.
That one.
We'll always have South Song. All right. Go ahead, Shanks.
Let's find the lady, right? She had kids or something. Let's find the lady and ask where her children are.
Yeah.
That seems like it could...
Yeah, she'll definitely, if we just ask her where her unattended children are, she'll definitely tell us.
Yeah, that seems right.
You know, I work as a teacher.
Oh, you should tell her that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's be a little, perhaps a little more clandestine. What if we ask her her address because we have to drop off a package?
Oh. That's good.
Are the package deliverers that we keep falling to, do they have a uniform?
You don't see them right now, but they were just dressed like normal guys.
Hmm.
Awesome. Okay, so, you look an awful lot like a delivery fella to me. You want to go up and ask her?
Sure. I would like to engage the woman who complains about the statue.
Brandon, you all walk up to the statue and the town crier goes, "Now, citizens, I would love to unveil this beautiful shrine to you. It's a product of hundreds of taxpayer gold pieces, twice as many hours of work, but I cannot unveil it until the prince arrives." And as the echo of boos rains out, the woman, Brandon, that you identified earlier as the one with the unattended children, just kind of turns to everybody and you spot her out in the crowd.
Okay. Excuse me, ma'am?
Yeah, what's going on about?
Yes, I have a package for you in the truck I have an edible arrangement that needs to get to your address.
Who the hell ordered that?
It says from a secret admirer. I can't open the card. It's against the rules.
Roll a deception check.
Okay. And a 22. That's pretty good.
Oh, you're great, that's mailman.
Well, I'll say, it's nice to be finally admired at, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
On the house, right down there on the end.
Okay.
She points the way.
All right. Yeah, this melon's not going to keep forever, ma'am. So let me get that out.
All right. Thank you. What a great day. I hope nothing bad happens for the rest of the night. And then you turn around, you have what you need.
Okay. We got it. We got the address.
Okay.
Let's go.
She
kind of looks over his shoulder.
As long as her kids didn't home alone the house, we should be good to go in there and murder them.
Just run. Book it.
Just go down the street. Get out of here as fast as possible.
You guys run down to the house on the end. You do not hear any noise coming from it. There is a steel door on the front with an old-fashioned knock handle, the shape of a wizard's face on it.
Hmm.
Ooh. Dom, you're our expert in the wizarding realm. Are you able to tell us if there's any strange enchantments here we should know about?
I can. I just have... Do you mind if I take about 10 minutes?
Well, this, okay, this entire thing will have been destroyed by then. You can't, there's no faster version.
I mean, no, I can cast a ritual only, but I'm, you know how I am, Maddox. I'm not the fastest git. It takes me a bit to do things.
Yeah. All right. Well, then, that sounds like we're barging
right through.
I reckon
we knock.
Yeah.
If package
running
only
out of
work
time.
Once. Maybe it works again.
You have a big knock on the door, and the door handle, the little loop of it, turns into two little wizard hands, and one of them just smacks you across the face, shakes
Whoa!
Across its arm again.
That's aggressive.
Oh, my.
violent, this one.
Is there like it's a not... buzzer to like buzz up and like communicate with the kids?
Yeah, Brennan, you do a quick scan of the door and you see there's like a little, the fantasy magical equivalent of a buzzer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can I push that buzzer?
Yeah, you push it and then you hear, no one's home.
We have candy.
The door opens immediately. There's no rebuttal at all.
Yeah, you could tell kids anything, but if like bad guys came to my house right now and said we have candy, like the kids will let them in.
Yes, yeah. And they'd be wise to do so.
I can tell you've been a teacher before, mate. Mm-hmm. Experience yeah. showing through.
As they
here.
Teach you on the first day.
Yeah, yeah. Candy.
Use candy delivered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys walk in and you see the downstairs is the average looking medieval home. Some furniture, a nice little parlor, a messy kitchen. You see a twisted staircase lead upstairs, and that's where you hear the voice of the children coming from. You guys make your way up those stairs, and in the attic level is a large wizard workshop. And you see these two kids have broken into their dad's wizard workshop and are just messing with a bunch of stuff. And you see them tossing back and forth this massive jar that has like swirling ethereal energy in it. They're just passing it back and forth and trying to catch it. And as it turns to you, you see, do not touch, is written on the label, it flashes at you, as it spins, and goes, oh, caught it, and keep throwing it back.
This is such an issue, because there's too many wizards that they leave the magic potions out where the kids can get them, and they really need to be in some kind of, like, lock or, like, vault where the kids don't have the combination.
Who are you?
We're the babysitters. Your mom sent us to watch you.
Okay, watch this.
And no!
Then you see him throw, and his brother misses the jar. It smashes in the corner and just starts this twirling wormhole that starts sucking the floorboards.
Perhaps you should have done that.
Look what you did, that's you little why, jerk.
Kid, you always read the sign and follow. Follow the directions.
Yeah, we're going to try to teach them a lesson. Can we pick up the shard that said, do not disturb? Yeah, see this? Do you know how to read yet? Are you old enough? This means do not touch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You guys spend the last 40 seconds of this loop trying to explain this concept to them until you see the windows brighten with a purple flash and you guys are smack down again on the front steps of South Song after the loop.
We gotta get there sooner and kill.
Hey, watch where you
kids.
Fall out of the sky, huh? We got an important delivery.
Oh, you shut up. We've heard your story.
Getting fresh with the delivery people. I don't.
Tom, I'm sick All right. of hearing it.
All right, I don't think that we need to kill the children. just
it couldn't hurt.
It could. Yeah.
It might hurt a little.
Is that against the law in Southside?
Yeah,
I reckon so, probably.
I would hope so.
South Song?
South Song, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm curious about that bowl that they were throwing around that seemed to suck everything into a vortex. It seems like that could be a useful tool for what we're dealing with here. How about we head to the house, we get in again, tell them there's candy, and try to get a hold of the orb before they smash it, see if we can figure anything out.
I mean, that sounds like right? a good enough plan as anything else we've got.
Yeah, it's really the best we've come up with, and the bar mm-hmm. is quite low.
Maddox is really the plan one. Oh my God, yeah. That's all I'm trying to say.
Except for the yeah. plan of, like, touch this yoke nut. That plan...
That
was a little ill-conceived.
Best plan.
I've
yet.
Always wanted to try it. I apologize, Brennan. Mm-hmm. It worked in your disfavor.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, yeah. it's quite fun. Truly, it's yeah. usually it's really yeah. a treat most times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, Alex loves.
He doesn't believe us.
All right, let's head to the house.
All right, let's go to the house.
Book it for the house, and then ring the magical buzzer again.
No one's here.
We have candy. Have you ever had a Tootsie Roll before?
That is a constant in this universe. The door opens whenever candy is offered to the buzzer. you guys make your way and you go upstairs to see the same familiar scene of these two kids throwing this magic jar back and forth across the table.
Okay, can I do, I don't know what kind of check this would be. Maybe like acrobatics, sleight of hand. Can I just try to grab it out of the air? Little monkey in the middle action.
Yeah, yeah. Give me an acrobatics check.
Okay, rock and roll. That was a 16.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. You see them throwing this jar back and forth, and one of them turns to see you and feels like slow motion. He's like, "Who are you?" And Maddox, you just go right into it and just one step jump and grab and tackle the jar into the far side, leaving it perfectly intact. Hey, what's the big idea?
All right, don't go messing around with your father's magical things. All right, this is very dangerous, kids. You hear me?
Yeah, whatever. You're really in our home as a stranger. Who are you?
Shanks is going to look around for something in the lab that they could play catch with instead. Just like swap one-to-one.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
Shanks, you see so many different options that they could have that don't pose nearly the same amount of cosmic threat.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. Like maybe not a swirling vortex, but like a soft glow is kind of what I'm like looking for here.
Yeah.
In a jar.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, hey, get. Try this one. And he just tossed it to one of the kids.
He tossed one of the kids, they catch it, and then they just resume throwing it back and forth, just completely oblivious to the strangers that are in their home.
Okay.
Well, that's what, kids. Be catching you later.
We should probably lock the door as we go out. Right. That might be a good idea.
To lock them in?
Lock the door to the room with the orb.
All right. Or we could take the orb with us as well. Can I take a closer look at this jar that I've secured and see, is there any other label on it besides the don't touch, like any indication of what exactly this is?
Sure, go for it. Give me an investigation check.
Yeah, that is a, oh wow, hot investigation check. It's 23.
Oh yeah. You do not see any other label on it. It looks like it was just literally labeled for the benefit of his children. But as you're looking at the swirl and think back to the ethereal realm that you keep falling through, this is given huge, like, dimensional experimentation energy. It looks like he's trying to mess around with portals, and you think that for sure this is, like, one of the anomalies that is causing the time loop. So you feel satisfied that this has been contained.
We gotta take this to the authorities. We don't know what this guy is up to.
Yeah, I reckon there's some shady stuff in here. You're right.
Yeah.
Get this out of here.
Let's take it to the sheriff in the town square.
Can we flush it down the toilet?
How about we just pocket it? We could just hold on to it for ourselves. That seems like the safest option. You'd rather flush it?
It'd make a nice addition to my staff.
Yeah, Maddox is going to hand pass it off to Dom and just give Dom custody of the glowing, swirling, magical item.
Dom's just staring in it. What does it look like? Like, what's inside of it? Like, am I seeing things?
It's a small jar, and you see what just looks like the endless cosmos inside of this jar, just swirling very, very fast.
Oh. Dom's mesmerized. He kind of stops talking for a minute. Just staring.
Right, now that the kids are occupied, you want to head out, see if we can find the other anomaly?
All right, sounds good to me. Yeah, let's pop back out into the street. I'm personally a little curious about the bell tower. About how far away is that up on the hill? Like, do we think we can run to it before?
You look at the looming threat of invasion. You look at the bell tower. If you guys ran over there, you could get there in this loop. You figure you have to really double time it.
Okay. That sounds great. I'm going to briefly touch everyone and cast Longstrider, which is going to increase everybody's target speed by 10 feet. So really push us into high gear here. Yeah.
You guys rip past the display as you hear the guy go, "Now, citizens, I would love to unveil this beautiful shrine." And you guys just rip through in the background up to the bell tower. As you guys get to the bell tower from the bottom of it, you look up and you see that around the bell tower, there's a bunch of artificer gear sort of affixed to it. It looks like there's some sort of experimentation going on here. And you hear the cranking of wrenches and the clanging of metal. And as you all approach, you see this little gnome artificer with big welding goggles and pink hair comes out and wipes the brow and looks down at all of you. Hello there.
Greetings.
Yes, hello.
Busy at work, I see.
Yeah, yes, I am.
Hardly working.
Busy, I assure you. What can I do for you? I have the bell tower rented for the whole week.
Rented?
That's strange, because I thought I had the bell tower rented for the whole week. There must be some mix-up here. I'm sure.
I told the town master that I needed the verticality for my experiment, and I need a whole week to set it up. So you can take up with the town master. I guarantee you I have it booked.
No, I'm pretty sure that's wrong, actually. Let me just go in there, and I'll be real quick. You won't even notice that I'm there. I'm sure we can coexist in the bell tower.
You see her start to come stamping down the stairs, Shanks, you bolt in, and you see that there is like an artificer platform up on the bell tower with a lot of different magical gear going on. But you also see what looks like two massive long vats of like this potent purple arcane extract that are like inside of the bell tower. Looks like this just sort of like pure magical concentrate. She comes down the stairs. Don't touch everything. Everything's perfect right now as it is. Please. I assure you we could work this out. She's coming down the stairs towards you.
Sounds like a real Karen.
I'm sure it'll be fine. You mean like this? And Shanks is going to sort of start to like motion towards touching one of these things.
Don't touch that. It's highly sensitive magical material. Please do not disrupt it.
How would one disrupt it? Like this? And he's just gonna like tap it.
With just like a little tap, or what do you do?
Just a little thing, like maybe two or three small taps. Just ding, ding.
Give it a little ding, ding, ding. Nothing happens to it.
Hmm.
It's more scary than that.
Yeah, this is
well, we're
cool,
disruptors, right?
What?
We like to come in and disrupt things.
No, please. I spent several days meticulously setting up this experiment. Please, do not disrupt this experiment.
Well, what's the experiment for?
Well, I'll tell you. These vats are pure arcane energy. And once I get my arcane converter, I will be able to use it to teleport myself into a different dimension. No longer is that just for the sorcerers and the wizards, but good, honest artificer folk like myself will teleport clean through dimensions.
What's the reason? Why would you want to do that? You're not happy. Are you not happy?
Well, science, of course.
What's wrong with this dimension?
Of understanding.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
This is a fine dimension. This is a fine dimension. This really? Is a fine, it's okay. It's an okay dimension, but my eyes fixed on something better.
They say, ma'am, the grass is always greener on the other side of the dimensional portal.
Yeah, sometimes I reckon fine folk around the realms, they're always looking to other things. You know, new chariot, new tunic, new sword, new shield,
so
new
true.
This, new that.
New
Everyone's
dimension.
Looking for something external to bring themselves joy.
Yeah.
Comfort and fulfillment.
The next dimension is inside each of us.
It's inside each of us.
Oh, he is a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I reckon if you look deep, deep down.
Don't patronize me, boy. I'm mowing Willoughby. I am pressing the understanding of our realm. And I'm not here on a piece of self-discovery. Do not synonymize me to the masses that need to get new tunics. It's a very different place here, and I've rented out this for peace and mind.
Yeah. Ma'am, we've come to South Song to win a million hearts.
Mercy of immunity! Look at the sky!
You see, as a catapult comes and comes clean through the bottom of the bell tower, you see it hit one of the vats and cause this crazy chain reaction, which starts this dimensional anomaly the second before all of you are brutally murdered with catapult fire, and you again smack the ground at the top of a South Song.
Hey, watch where you fall from the sky. We got an important delivery, huh?
For the love of Pete, we gotta go back and then go to the kids again?
No. Oh, that's a good question. Do we have the jar still?
Dom, you do not have the jar still.
Do we know that the kids thing mattered? Yeah, I guess so, because when the kids broke the thing, that's when the dimensional portal opened.
Yeah, that seemed pretty bad when they did that. I think I think we should try to avoid that for everyone's sake.
I mean, other way of thinking. We're disruptors, right? When we see a dimensional portal, maybe we jump headfirst into it instead of shying away. Where others say no, we say yes. Who's with me?
It's as good as anything else we've got.
But I reckon there's more to be learned from this bell tower.
We should go back to the bell tower.
Anyone else catch bell what time. Happened right before, just before? There was some sort of a something happened.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, I'm too stupid to understand what I saw.
That's all right. I'm the only one who pays attention. I understand. It's true every time.
We all pay attention.
Yeah, we all see stuff.
Yeah, we're not going to get anywhere with this passive aggressive behavior.
Maddox is just gonna run towards the bell tower. Okay?
Can I get a passive aggressive check on Maddox?
It's called an insight check, but yeah, you can make an insight check on Maddox.
Let me see. 5.
Ambiguous.
Yeah, you think that maybe she was passive aggressive, but you also think maybe it's you. You've been looping
maybe
now
it's
for
me.
Who knows how long.
Look, I'm tired.
You look inside.
My health's only a 16.
We're all a little loopy at this point.
We're all that's right.
Yeah. That had to have been an anomaly, no? That was something. Where'd he get that bell? Okay. I'm running towards the bell tower. So if you want to follow me.
Do you hear that bell? It's a signal.
It's a signal. It's a sign.
I say we go to the bell tower. Sounds like a good idea.
You guys waste a little bit of time. You guys waste about 3 minutes, but then you decide to head to the bell tower. You rip past the courtyard and you come back and you see Merwig Wellerby go and take a big wipe of sweat again and look down at all of you.
Hello there. I've got the bell tower rented all week, so mind your business.
Yeah. Ma'am, we're from the permitting department of South Song. We need to come in and check some things out.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, we've got some complaints.
And Dom is going to really quickly cast minor illusion, like stand away, and then make like a badge that looks very official-like that says Inspector. And then show and flash it.
It just says inspector.
It just says inspector, like in a sheriff like thing, but it says inspector.
Are you cops or?
We are on a national authority to see through what's inside.
Renan, make a deception check, please.
Okay, deception check. Oh, we need a big big one. We need a big one.
We need a big one. Let's go.
A three.
Oh my gosh. This is rigged. That
we gotta off. Get this wheel checked.
We gotta check my wheel checked. Yeah. Can I get a wheel check?
Okay,
I have
this
space rented out.
A ton of dice.
This is a meta question. If I use divination and we reset, do I lose my divination? Do I get it reset with me?
I think that for the purposes of this, you haven't long rested, so I think you have the same divinations every time.
Okay, so like the next time I can use the same divination or
yes, you don't get to reroll them, but you can use them every loop. Yeah,
use them. Okay, that I'm gonna change Renan's. I have a nat 20 in my pocket. That just became a nat 20.
Carson, you've been
so useful in an endless time.
I forgot that it would be. The Dom is going to like to throw the badge and it's going to like explode in a way, and then he's going to cast his nat 20 instead of Renan's 3.
As Mermaid looks down, and she's not totally convinced by Renan's speech, but then the badge goes up in the air and explodes larger, and she takes a big look at it, and she says, okay, I'm not doing anything here that would disrupt the magical national board or anything of the matter, so come on in, just don't put me too far behind pace, and you hear stomp down, and she opens up the door for you all. You see the same familiar sight of the large vats. Now, yes, this is arcane, chaotic extract, but I assure you, unless it was somehow disrupted with a massive amount of force, it is extremely safe.
All
right, well, yeah.
And besides, once I complete my experiment, all of it will drain instantly anyway. So it's only potentially dangerous for a small amount of time until I complete my experiment.
How long will it take, ma'am?
Well, the delivery boys were supposed to give me an arcane converter. They must be running behind schedule. But if I can get my arcane converter, I can finish it right now, and there wouldn't be any worry for the National Magical Board at all.
Can we get our hands on an arcane converter?
I'm wondering if that's the delivery man, the one that we've been not so kind to the past couple of loops.
Oh, we might need a reset.
We might need to reset. All right. Well, we've got a couple of minutes.
What should we do?
What does this stuff taste like? Chase is just gonna start going up the stairs. See if he can get a little sip.
You're trying to drink the.
I'm trying to drink the arcane juice.
Okay, for sure. Give me a Constitution saving throw.
Okay. All right. It's a 13.
There's a moment that passes through your body as you see some crazy chaotic magical stuff happening. You look down at your hand, leaves start growing on the back of your hand.
Whoa.
Your other hand loses all of its bone matter and just sort of dangles there for a second. But then, even though you have a dangling arm, you get back in control. You start feeling very good and in control. You start to feel very insightful and very wise.
Wow.
Whoa.
I really wouldn't do that. I would not drink anyone that is very surprised that didn't instantly kill him.
Shanks, do you have an insight into what we should do next? Considering you're so wise right now?
Well, some people, they look externally for fulfillment, for satisfaction. They're trying to find the precious new tunic. Shanks is going to do the whole thing again.
Yeah. Shanks starts looping, comes an NPC. Shanks, you hear the sound of catapult fire ring out a moment before everybody else. As you look up at the sky, it turns into a purple catapult hellfire. It rains down on you all, drops you back through the top of the loop. Hey, watch where you fall from the sky. We got an important delivery here.
Sir, slow down. We need you.
We want to help you. We have lots of hands.
I've been walking this delivery path. Feels like forever. Nobody's ever said anything to me.
Yeah. Let me help you.
Help me out.
We want to help you. get this delivery to the bell tower.
We want to help.
How do you know I was delivering to the bell tower?
Oh, it's just, you know, general direction you're traveling, sir. I mean, it's quite obvious. Where else would you be heading?
Well, I'll tell you what. You disrupted me by falling out of the sky directly in my path. The least you can do is deliver this arcane converter to me. You're not going to... I'm giving you something very important. You're going to disrupt it?
No. I'm here to disrupt untimely deliveries.
All right. I got to take this to the general store, but you lot take this arcane converter to the bell tower, please.
No problem.
We will.
Pleasure. And you see him take off to the general store. You guys have an arcane converter in hand.
All right. Let's book it. Let's book it.
Everybody's going to the bell tower?
Yep.
All right. You guys all rip to the bell tower, and you see Morwig come over and give you a big wipe of sweat. Hello there. Got this place rented all week, I swear.
That's exactly what we've heard. We've got your arcane converter right here. Delivery's ready for you.
Oh, look at that. And here I thought you were coming for some sort of disruption or confrontation.
No.
Not us.
We love the status quo.
Not me.
That's a misread on my part. Here, come down the steps and open up the door and reach out for the arcane converter.
All right, and it's, you know, I understand if it's private, but personally, I've always fancied myself a little bit of a citizen scientist. I'm wondering if we could watch you do your experiment in there.
Absolutely. Now that I have this, I start the experiment and it's either going to work or I'm going to die a horrible death. So you might as well stick around. See her walk through. She kind of gives you the rundown scientifically of how everything's happening very speedily as she's moving up the stairs. And she plugs the arcane converter in between the two vats, grabs what basically is like these gloves and armored boots that she puts herself in that are like have lines that are feeding the arcane energy into her. And then she says, all right. Merwig Willoughby, note 106. I have my arcane converter in hand, given to me by a group of interesting looking delivery people. I am commencing my first attempt at an interdimensional jump without the use of wizardry or sorcery. She gives you a big nod, snaps her goggles on, presses a button, and you see all the goop goes away, and Merwig Willoughby disappears before your eyes. This anomaly resolved.
Oh!
Whoa!
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 That was wonderful. I hope she's in a better dimension. Cool. That's great. We might still have time yet to go get that, go get the kids. Shall we run?
Do you want to see if the loop stops? What do you think? I guess we could go walk over there.
Let's take the leisurely pace.
Yeah, yeah. I guess so. If you've got a faster way to get there, can we use the portal?
It looks like the portal has drained all of the arcane fuel out of this dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Dang it.
Right.
It's pretty energy intensive.
Arcane fuel.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. These things happen.
All right, let's take a stroll over to the house.
Mm-hmm.
How leisurely?
Not leisurely.
Oh.
Yeah, let's high step it.
Let's go.
Speedwalker.
Guys, run back past the town square and here. Now, citizens, I would love to unveil this beautiful statue for you. As you rip to the far side of town and get back to the front of the wizard's door.
Kids, hey, we need to come in the house with cups of candy. Let's go.
Door flies open. As you're just around running, you're like slamming the buzzer. You look behind. You can see the catapult start to get like lit up.
No!
Kids, quick, where does your dad keep the crack?
No. I want to run and jump and try to get the thing.
You gotta just jump and try and grab. Okay, you go up, you see them passing the jar back and forth. Make an acrobatics check for me.
Okay, that is a 7.
go and you go and you jump and you grab.
Oh, it's going to be a 20. It's a nat 20.
Oh!
You look like it's heading for like a super sharp corner of the wall, and then you just tuck it into your chest, do a little barrel roll, and land on your feet as Dom gives a little tap of the floorboards with his staff. Hey, what the heck? We were playing with that.
Maddox is just going to go, shh, shh, and just hold on to it.
A moment of calm passes over the dimension. You see the floorboards of the building start to rattle. And you see out in the distance, little potholes of dimension open up across Selsong again as everyone's looking kind of scared. And you see the dimension start to fall back in on itself. You guys each slide through one of the dimensional potholes, give one more pass through the ethereal plane, and land back at the top of Selsong, all four of you. But now it is a very different town. Oh. You see, Selsong has long since been decimated.
Oh my god.
And is no more. You see the old outline of the base of the bell tower. You see a decaying and overgrown statue of the prince in the town square, and every other building is basically reduced to ash as you guys return to the present day of the Scorch.
I didn't think that they would all die. Was it kinder to leave them? I mean, no, it wasn't us.
Is our blood on the? Is their blood on our hands?
I think in a very abstract and metaphorical way, perhaps, but quite literally, I think they were sieged as part of a war. So
I think
nobody's gonna come back to us and ask us questions about it. Mm-hmm.
But if anybody does ask us about this, let's just make sure we all have our stories straight, that we did not, we had nothing to do with them dying.
We were just getting our steps in, just on a light walk.
Nobody got naked and mud wrestled.
Nobody touched the nut.
Nobody touched the yokonut.
There was no candy for children, nothing. Yeah,
nobody tried to kill any kids.
It was a clean walk through the village.
Mm-hmm. We've been here all day, right? Right? Right, Dom?
I mean, we've been here a good bit, but...
Right, Maddox?
Yes.
Dom, I'll miss you terribly. Shanks, I'll miss you so much. You taught us so much about the meaning of everything. And Maddox, I'll miss you most of all.